7-67 today.
Across America.
Barack Obama, the president, hoping to hit the ground running in Saudi Arabia. The speech, we'll see just exactly what it is he's trying to accomplish in Saudi Arabia and talk about that. More debris from Air France, what does this mean? And Sonia Sotomayor trips over the tongue of many an anchor person, a news person. We're going to let you hear a very funny thing that David Letterman put together on his last show. But right from the get-go, it is Wednesday. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you're having a great week so far. If not, guess what? We're on the downside of the week. It means the weekend is closing in, ladies and gentlemen. Joining us every hump day is Easy Ticket Mike to talk a little sports shorts. And, of course, we have NBA basketball and some other things. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
Oh, I couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. Hey, and talking about sports, how about that? Dead wrong on who was going to be in the finals as far as the East. I really thought Cleveland was going to be there, too. In fact, I was all over Fox saying that half of the season, and now look how it turns out. You've got Orlando and the Lakers.
Yeah, I was surprised, you know, until, you know, Cleveland dropped those three games there at the start. You know, I thought they were a shoe-in for the title this year, but you know, just wasn't there. David Stern, he's all mad at LeBron now for not talking with the media after that game six, and you know, he's liable to end up finding him. Or of course, it's hard to find the MVP for media violations. So,
but, boy, isn't that the truth? But now it's the Magic. And the Lakers. So good for the people in Orlando who really believed in this team. You know, I used to get a lot of callers, Mike, that would tell me that, like, hey, we're not getting any love down here in Orlando. What's the deal? And so, you know, here you go. Good for the Magic to be there.
During the season, I sold a bunch of Magic tickets to people, and I thought, why are they going to see them?
But they knew something the rest of us didn't know.
I can see it now. I mean, I think they're going to take the whole thing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good series. I hope it's going to be a good series anyway. And it's interesting you say you did sell a whole bunch of Magic tickets. So I'm assuming for the finals you've got tickets, right?
Yeah, we've got some tickets in place. As a matter of fact, we've got those. We've got some hockey tickets coming up. You know, looks like I think Detroit's going to repeat on. In the Stanley Cup this year. And they're up 2-1 over the Penguins, and they're doing well.
Yeah, I you know, Detroit was my team all along, not the team I root for, but the team that I thought when I looked at all their lines and then goaltending, of course, with Detroit, you never know, but they just seem too tough for me. I know there's a lot of Pittsburgh fans listening, in fact, because we have a station really close to Pittsburgh. So I hate to disappoint them, but I think Detroit's in the money too. Absolutely. Could go probably 6 games is what I think. And I think you think the same thing, right?
Yeah. I think the Red Wings going to be hoisting the cup, this next Tuesday.
Yeah. And baseball, we're in the thick of the baseball season, of course, getting closer and closer to the real, what I call the halfway point at the All-Star break. It's been interesting to see what's happened. The Dodgers, I had a conversation, I think I told you this, Mike, with Raleigh Fingers, the great pitcher for years and years with the Oakland A's, and I asked him to pick apart the Dodgers for me, and he just raved about how good they were. He said, of course, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint, and he wouldn't flat out pick anybody, but he talked about the pitching, and the pitching for the Dodgers has been pretty good, certainly good enough for them to stay ahead in the NL anyway, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing great. You know, they're in a kind of a weak division, but they're, you know, way out in front of everybody wins wise. They're you know, but the Rangers, I mean, I went to see them last Saturday night. Went to the they played Oakland and beat them 14-1. And, you know, mm-hmm. the Rangers are looking really good right now. Of course, it's we just got through May and we're into June, and it was still we don't have that horrendous heat here in the summer, the Texas summer yet. I mean, that's what the Rangers always do really good before the All-Star break, and then they just fizzle.
Yeah, no kidding. And taking on the Yankees, many of our friends listening in the New York area are probably out at that series. And the most interesting thing, I think, in the last series when, of course, you had the Yankees in Texas is the fact that Alex Rodriguez has a new squeeze mic, and it's apparently Kate Hudson.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, Rangers beat Yankees tonight 4-2.
Yeah, how about that?
So, like I said, the Rangers are looking really good, but, Kate Hudson sounds better than the Rangers.
And everybody had binoculars looking for her all over the crowd with her son. It's the big gossip story. It's, I think, very, very funny. And, of course, again, you can go to easy-ticket.com. Again, easy-ticket.com to get seats to any of the things that we were talking about, any of the baseball teams, et cetera. And it's not just about sports, but a lot of people, especially in the summer, I think, and I don't know, but I used to work for a rock promoter who had some really – They had territories, and he had the East Coast. He had a big chunk of the East Coast. And he told me the summer was a really high time for concerts, even though, you know, certainly they're in indoor arenas and there's bands all year long and all that sort of stuff. But I don't know. There's something about maybe teenagers being off and people taking vacations or just a summer night to go listen. But do you think that's true, that a lot of people go to see concerts in the summer?
Yeah, and a lot of groups they tour in the summer. You know, I just picked up a bunch of tickets for Stone Temple Pilots. They're coming back together, and they're playing. Oh, they're not playing a tremendous number of cities, but they're playing out in California. I got some for Las Vegas. They're playing there at the Pearl Theater. So that group. They did tremendous, before, but they've come back together and they're going to be out on tour. I hope they end up coming through here in Texas. But like I said, I think they're touring about 10 cities right now.
All right, so Stone Temple Pilots, you heard Mike, he's got tickets to that. Eric Clapton, we talked about before, and Pink, of course, going on tour as well. So for seats, concerts, sporting events, all that stuff, to any of the things that we just talked about, go to easy-ticket.com. Hey, you have a terrific rest of the week, Mike.
You too, Kate.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
80,000 events. Wow. You know what's interesting about that? If you're a ticket broker, too, we'll have to ask. We'll have to talk more about the whole ticket broker thing with Mike sometime. But you have to choose kind of what you think people are going to want. So especially with sports, you're prognosticating as to who may be in the playoffs and what might happen. So the Magic, I think, stunned a lot of people, not fans of the team, because certainly they had a good team. And if you watched them play during the year, you couldn't completely dismiss them. But as far as emerging from the East, most people were really pointing to the Cavaliers, including myself. I didn't think that Orlando was going to be there. And lo and behold, there they are. Coming up next, boy, you're going to love this next guest, Wayne Cruz. He wrote 10,000 Commandments. It's an annual...
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone our way, but I can see the fire still alight.
Hey, coming up, we're going to tell you about the most powerful celebrities in the world. For some reason, I'm always curious about this. Forbes releases a celebrity list, the top people on the list. You're not going to be surprised who it is. It's usually the same folks. You'll have an Oprah, an Angelina Jolie, a Jennifer Aniston, those kind of people. And I'll run down it for you. And there may be a few surprises, a few that you might not have heard of. But most likely, it's the same folks every year. You just, like a deck of cards, you just shuffle them. Each and every other week, Harry Rinker, the guru of all things collectible, joins us on America Tonight. It's such a pleasure to have him on. He's written oodles of books and knows so much about the collecting industry. I mean, he's just a fountain of information. So it's your chance to call and ask about your collectibles, or even if you have a question about collecting something, anything you're curious about. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Harry, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I've been really, really good. Have you been traveling and doing some appraising?
I have been doing some appraising. I've been getting a lot of institutional appraising right now. With things being what they are in the current economy, a lot of institutions are looking at their stuff and saying, hey, what is it worth? Do I have things here I could sell? It's a strange world, Kate. And the other thing is, too, is in the antiques and collectibles field, the high end of the market is doing okay. It's still bringing fairly decent money, and we're seeing a lot of great places out there. And so, you know, it's just, it's kind of a strange thing, but true. We want to remind our listeners, too, I know they can email you with their questions, right?
That's right. You can email me. And a lot of people do because they're working, so they do it that way. It's americatonight.net. americatonight.net. And, of course, we also have a mailbag that you can
send. Well, we do have a mailbag, Kate, and that's one of the reasons why I mentioned this is because we have a letter in the mailbag from my end. You know, we give out my email address from time to time, harrylrinker@aol.com, and we give out my address from time to time, as I said, and we did get an email in from one of our listeners out in Missouri.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's hear what they had to, what they asked you.
Well, he said, I listen to you on America Tonight. I have a ball-type cap. I'm assuming a baseball cap.
Mm-hmm.
Signed by the late J.T. Walsh 2 weeks before he passed away. We were on a cruise ship headed to the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. I do have a video of the adventure. I was wondering if the cap has any worth. I'm assuming, now I think J.T. Walsh was the coach of the 49ers, right?
Did he mean Bill Walsh?
Well, no, who's J.T. Walsh?
I don't know. What was the ball cap?
Well, it says a ball type cap signed by J.T. Walsh. Now, that's interesting. Now, this is my fault. I should have looked this up. Maybe we need to get some help from our listeners here.
Well, no kidding. The J.T. Walsh, I thought J.T. Walsh, and I could be wrong about this, but it is a famous actor. He's been in a ton of movies that I've seen over the years. You would know him, his face, Harry, if you saw him. He was just one of those great character actors. Very, very famous from that point of view. Like I said, people would know him. He was nominated for, you know, some television Emmys. And it's got to be him if he says J.T. Walsh because he did die.
All right. If it is in fact that person, and boy, I apologize for not looking it up myself. Now I'm going to get angry at myself for not doing this. value wise, it's going to be under $50. Now, you know, I can remember a cruise I was on because you know they often have sports guys on the cruises, and is there anybody in the Hall of Fame? I know that, generally. And I suppose they could have old actors on cruises, too. I mean, I've done some personality cruises myself over the years for one reason or another. And, why not, you know?
Well, I think we have Harry. I think we have somebody. I don't know who it is. I couldn't hear. But somebody in Montana is listening to us, and they may know who J.T. Walsh is. If it's not the J.T. Walsh, then I'm thinking the well-known character actor who died a while ago.
Yeah, okay. Who's that?
Who's on the line?
Okay, this is Rip from Montana.
Hey, do you know who it is?
Who's J.T. Walsh?
I don't know who J.T. Walsh is.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Is there a question about anything for Douglas we can answer for you, though?
Well, I've got some signed copies of first edition Mark Twain books. And I have some fossilized baby dinosaurs.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let's talk about the side editions of the Mark Twain books first.
Yes, sir.
Are you sure it's his signature and not a signature printed in the front of the book?
I am absolutely sure because he even wrote a note out to this gal. It was a friend of mine's great aunt. And she had affluent connections and she would go to his book signings, et cetera, when he would put out new editions and everything, and he would write these little, I can't say little. Some of them are like a page and a half notes.
Ooh, that's
to her.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, well, one of the things, because a lot of the reprint editions of Mark Twain's books, as well as a lot of other authors, contained signatures on the front page that were really engravings of their signatures and that were done as part of the printed process. Now, you have signed Twain material depending on the books and depending on the editions of the books. You could start in the $5 to $7.50 range and go up from there, I would think.
Okay, well,
the ideal thing for you to do is go to the website abebooks.com. Have you been up there at all?
No, sir. I don't do computers, and my wife is asleep.
Okay. Well, what you need to do is go down to your public library or go somewhere where there's some computer access and go to the website abebooks.com, A-B-E-B-O-O-K-S.com, abebooks.com. Twain was particularly generous with his signature, so it's not like they're a rarity on this one. Now, what may be rare may be the length of the inscriptions and what's said in the inscriptions, and that may add to the value. But when you go up to abebooks.com, you type in Twain, you type in the title of the book, and you type in the publisher, and that should bring up all similar books. You'll find signed copies among them if you look hard enough. If you want to send me some of the titles and so forth, I can look it up for you if you can't. But then you need access to a computer to email either Kate or I as well.
Okay. But,
you know, the minimum value would be in the 500 plus range, I would think.
Okay, well, evidently this is a pretty good-looking lady because he obviously flirted with her.
He may have, actually.
It was kind of cute, you know, listening and reading.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, he knew this gal pretty good, and obviously he thought she was quite attractive.
Wow, I'm curious about it. Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, I have an interesting Mark Twain story for you, Kate.
Yeah.
I was doing an appraisal clinic one time, and I forgot where it was, but in walks this person with this table and says, "This is a table Mark Twain wrote a lot of his stuff on." And I'm thinking, yeah, right, you know. And I said, well, okay, how do you know this? Well, Mark Twain had a home in Elmira, New York, and she said when his widow died, my father was a housekeeper, and she gave us a table. She also gave us a pair of statues. I said, okay, ma'am. I said, this is a great story. Listen, here's a stereo card of Mark Twain's home. You know the old stereopticon cards?
Yeah.
Say, look here, there's a table, there's the two statues, and it says on the bottom, Mark Twain's room. And I said, ma'am, that's the table Mark Twain wrote his stuff on.
Wow, that's incredible.
Man, that's the kind of proof you like to have.
No kidding. Harry, boy, the segment flew by. Thanks so much. I'm glad that we got that straightened out, and that was such an interesting call. We'll see you again in 2 weeks.
No problem. Listen, have your listeners email me, HarryLRinker@AOL.com, and maybe do a little better homework and figure out.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
You're listening to GCS, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites, a parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Come away with me.
Did you know that businesses spent $1.17 trillion? I'm not making up this number. Last year, to comply with all of the federal regulations. Did you also know that your government spent another 49 and change, billion-wise, to actually enforce those regulations, the compliance of them? Crazy, isn't it? And then the comparison, I love this, the total spent on regulation is certainly on par with Canada's entire 2006 gross domestic product of $1.265 trillion. I'm not making up these numbers. In fact, that's part of an op-ed piece that was put together by Wayne Cruz, our next guest, who wrote 10,000 Commandments, an annual snapshot of the federal regulatory state. I'd say it's in a state of chaos, really. Hey, Wayne, thanks for joining us on the show.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. You know, maybe I should have subtitled 10,000 Commandments, Where Are We Going and Why Are We in This Handbasket?
Really? No kidding. It's ridiculous.
It looks rough. And, I mean, for a little bit of perspective on it, it was just last year in 2008 that George Bush proposed the first ever $3 trillion budget. And then with the bailouts that started happening late last year, that got kicked up to close to $4 trillion, and then Obama introduced a budget that now the CBO says is going to be $4 trillion. So it's unprecedented levels of government spending and government regulation. We had to go from the founding fathers all the way to Reagan before we even got a $1 trillion federal budget. But it's just rocketed over the last few years.
Yeah, and, the first thing I thought of, I didn't interrupt you, Wayne, but the first thing I thought of is exactly what you talk about is, wouldn't it make sense to have some deregulation?
Well, that's what we're trying to propose here. Basically, you're talking about $1.2 trillion in regulatory costs every year coming from a record high Federal Register. It's now at close to 80,000 pages. It's never been that high before. The Federal Register is the daily depository of all the agency's rules. And there's 50 plus departments, agencies, and commissions. And these are like the alphabet soup agencies, the EPA, the FDA, the OSHA, the SEC. All of those rules add up, and there are close to 4,000 of them a year that are coming out from these agencies. So what we said is, rather than all this spending stimulus that we're seeing, that we've seen since late last year, actually early last year, because Bush and the Republicans, Democrats all alike pushed that $145 billion stimulus last year, the one that we all got our tax rebate checks from.
Right.
But since then, when the economy really tanked and we started the bailout, the TARP bailouts, and then the automobile bailout, and the Federal Reserve started pumping out new money, after all of that occurred, what we tried to make the point of was, rather than a spending stimulus, what we need is a deregulatory stimulus, or to liberate, to stimulate. And the way to approach that, I think, is to look at what is it that the government is supposed to do. It's not supposed to be the things we see now, where the federal government's taken a huge role in financial services, in the automobile industry with the takeover there, with new energy efficiency standards for automobiles at exactly the time that that industry can't afford it. This cap and trade program that hearings were held on just a couple of weeks ago. And now Obama is talking about new government regulation of cybersecurity, which means massive new regulation of infrastructure and telecom potentially. He's now pushing the health care reform program again. So you've seen virtually every wealth-creating sector in the economy or in society. This administration is pushing massive new government controls. Mm. That's not the way to create wealth and to liberalize the economy, protect individual liberty, and do all of those good things and protect all those values we want to protect. Instead, I think what you need is to step back, look at what government's real role is, which is protection, and figure out ways of extracting it and getting it out of these sectors that it ought not be involved in so much, and think about what it takes for a small business to create wealth. They need certainty. They need regulators off their back. They need Sarbanes-Oxley regulations, of accounting rolled back so that they can go public much more easily. So a lot of things like that. One way to do it is a regulatory reduction commission, to roll back a lot of the most onerous rules. We need regulatory report cards. We just need to focus on this massive regulatory state, basically.
All right. So you know this. When you start to talk about stuff like deregulation, and I like your suggestions, I think they're terrific, you have to have some people on the Hill that are interested in the same thing. Have you found a few friends?
Right. Right. There are some. I mean, for example, there's effort. The times you see deregulation or liberalization or regulatory rollback or whatever they call it is when governors get interested. And that happened in the mid-90s with unfunded mandates that were driving the states crazy. And there's a new unfunded mandates bill, as it happens, which is a welcome sign. And so you see a few things like that. You see efforts to deregulate telecommunications or efforts to make sure that the Internet stays unregulated. Occasionally there's a campaign to liberalize electricity delivery and things like that. But it's nothing comprehensive. And often it goes in the wrong direction, like it does with energy efficiency or automobiles or the rolling out more electrical capacity. Or especially financial services with new regulations proposed there. We just passed new regulations on credit card companies, you know, that are restricting credit. So a lot of the things we do are haphazard. They're industry by industry without any thinking of the broad economy. And so we get, you know, we get this growth in regulations like weeds in all of these different areas, but we really got to roll it back and think about what it is that, what are the basic principles that allow small businesses and individuals to, you know, to put their resources together and create wealth. It's almost like you don't have to tell the grass to grow, you just have to take the rock off the top of it. And that's really something we have to do.
Yeah, and it's funny, you look at small businesses, and Wayne, you certainly know this. I forget what the number is, but it's pretty high. Most of America is comprised of the people make their living through small businesses because the definition of a small business is 500 people or less, and it's
right.
Like 90-some, I think it's like 95%, and that's where a lot of the profit was. So you kill the small business, you're killing a lot of what makes America thrive.
Indeed, that's really true. And one of the problems is that heavy regulation can be, if you're a large company, if you're a giant company, you can deal with regulations. You know, you can put up with Sarbanes-Oxley because you can hire a swarm of accountants and lawyers to deal with it, or you can deal with onerous EPA rules, whereas a smaller company could not. So, you know, that's one of the problems is since regulations have differential effects, you can run into problems where some businesses, you know, do what's called rent seeking, or they're, you know, they lobby for favors for their industry that ends up hurting others. And that, you know, that can happen in a lot of areas. It's happening in cap and trade. I mean, just look at some of the big energy companies that are pushing for cap and trade, even though it's horrible for consumers. It's a, you know, tax on everyone, tax on energy use, energy production, tax on heavy manufacturing, and all sorts of things. And that can happen with a lot of issues like them, like privacy or like the Sarbanes-Oxley accounting standards. I mean, if you're one of the big accounting firms or auditing firms, you love that. That's a big boon for you.
Yeah.
So that's one of the problems is the differential effects.
I think one of the most shocking things is, and the report lists, you know, highlights some of the things to try to give people a sense of how bad it is when I saw this one statement that was pulled out. Federal regulations ate practically almost 10% of what the U.S. Mm-hmm. economy produced last year. That's stunning.
That's right, and that's just an estimate. I mean, it's a lot of the cost numbers come from the Small Business Administration. One of the good things that they do is they ask businesses to submit comments every year, and I think the program is called R3 for like Reduce and Reform Regulation. I believe is what the acronym stands for, but. They ask people to present the most onerous rules and ways of rolling them back. But when you put together the cost of regulation with the amount the federal government is spending now, the federal government is chewing up a lot more than that 10%. It's closer to 30%. It's 29% that the federal government eats up. And that's not even counting state and local taxes and regulation. But so you end up with the government sector consuming or taking over a huge chunk of the potential wealth-creating capacity of the nation. And, you know, that's bad for everything. It's bad for employment, bad for job prospects, bad for college graduates, bad for the kids who've got to deal with all these deficits in the future. I mean, just think about this. With the new revisions from the CBO, it looks like we're running close to a $2 trillion deficit this year. Just last year, the deficit was already gigantic. It was $450 billion, something like that. But right. Now for it to shoot up to $2 trillion is just unthinkable. I mean, what that means for the future, and we've really got to get our act together in thinking about ways of rolling back all of this intervention, or it's going to be real tough in the future.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. We have like a minute left. What can people do that are listening to this?
Well, I think, you know, obviously, you know, the typical things, let Small Business Administration, let your members of Congress know about rules that are driving you crazy if you're a business person. And there are a lot of them. I mean, the credit card rules, potential regulations on privacy, regulations on behavioral advertising, new accounting regulations that seem to keep pouring forth. So, you know, look for ways to roll back, but push for things like mandates reform, more congressional accountability for rules, the most onerous rules like CAFE standards or cap and trade rules that come out of the agencies. ought to go back to Congress for an up-down vote rather than just become enacted.
Right. I absolutely agree. We're out of time, but I absolutely agree. That's just a little bit of what you can do. Wayne, thanks. We appreciate it.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
Call 877-394-6657. Kidseeds.net. If you can't grow your own seeds, you're in trouble.
We may be headed for another Great Depression this summer of 2009. You need to grow your own food or you're in trouble. I sell non-GMO, heirloom, chemical-free seeds, and mine is the best deal around. You get 100 vegetable seed packets for the incredible price of $49. That's only 49 cents for each packet. Start your garden now. GetSeeds.net.
Call 877-394-6657.
No.
side another.
Your thoughts about the show, AmericaTonight.net. And we'll go through them throughout the show. We had so many for this show. As I tried to get them up, I actually crashed. I crashed the computer. So we won't be getting to them for this one. So that means we'll do a big segment on our next show. Let's hit this day in history. Do you believe it's already June 4th? That means if you're keeping score, which I am, I have a calendar, three of them, in fact. There are 210 days left in the year. On this day in 1942, the Pacific Battle of the Midway began during World War II. 3 days later, American naval forces claimed a decisive win, of course, over the Japanese. Now, if we move backward a little bit in time, some interesting things happen, including in 1892, the Sierra Club was first formed, first incorporated in San Francisco. Wow. 1892. In 1896, Henry Ford made a successful pre-dawn test run of his horseless carriage called a quadricycle through the streets of Detroit. Didn't know that. Never even heard of a quadricycle. In 1919, Congress approved the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, of course, guaranteeing citizens the right to vote regardless of their gender, and sent it to the states for ratification. In 1940, the Allied military evacuation from Dunkirk, France, ended. In 1954, French Premier Joseph Lannel and the Vietnamese signed treaties in Paris according to complete independence to Vietnam. In 1979, Joe Clark of the Progressive Conservatives became the 16th Prime Minister of Canada. If we wind the clock back to 5 years ago, a bomb ripped through a crowded outdoor market in central Russia, killing at least 11 people. President George W. Bush nominated former Missouri Senator John Danforth to be America's UN ambassador. And just a year ago, Barack Obama, having clinched the Democratic presidential nomination, picked Caroline Kennedy to help him choose a running mate. Do you remember that? And police in Hartford, Connecticut, a lot of people listening to us in Connecticut, released a surveillance video showing a 78-year-old man being struck by a hit-and-run driver on a busy city street and being ignored by most of the people who went by. We have birthdays. That's coming up in just a few minutes here on the show. But before we get to birthdays, let's do this day in history quickly. News you can abuse, not this day in history, news you can abuse segment quickly. One Sin City strip club patron claims he was taken for a ride. We told you about a strip club incident before on the show. Lawyers for Theodore Trapp want class action status to sue about a dozen strip clubs as well as taxi and limousine companies. The suit says the Las Vegas strip joints pay kickbacks to cabbies to take customers to the clubs. The suit charges the kickback scheme is illegal and also hurts the strip clubs not willing to pony up. Lawsuit filed just the other day in a federal court. In Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, they say keep your shorts on in a new South Carolina park and leave your metal detector home. A $14 million water park going to open in the Charleston Harbor July 4th weekend. Town leaders in Mount Pleasant are considering new regulations for their park. Among the no-nos, nudity, treasure hunting, and bird feeding. Wow. The Post and Courier of Charleston reports a town council committee is making those recommendations. Officials don't expect nudists will flock to their new park, but they think the anti-nudity regulation could be used to prevent thong bikinis or changing clothes in public. Well, that happens sometimes. I can see why they might have put that in, the changing in public anyway. Quickly, let's head back to the birthdays for the day. Bruce Dern is 73 years old. Oh, yeah. Been in some great scary movies. Also, actress Julie White is 48 years old. Tennis player Andrea Jaeger is 44. Also celebrating a birthday, actor Noah Wiley is 38 years old. You might remember him from ER fame. Also celebrating a birthday, actress Angelina Jolie is 34. She makes the list of the most powerful actress in Hollywood right now, according to Forbes magazine. Also celebrating a birthday, singer Gordon Waller from Peter and Gordon is 64, rock musician Danny Brown, 58. Take care, everybody.